We're continuing in Yoredeya, Siman Kuf Yud Beis. We are up to Sif Yud Beis, discussing Pas Akum. So the Shulchan Aruch tells us, Kuf Yud Beis, Yud Beis, Im Afa Goy HaPas, Belo Chitu Yisrael, Uvelo Kisein. So the Ein Yehudi baked the bread, and we've discussed all of the heterim, turn on the fire, poke the coals, throw in a chip of wood. He didn't do any of that. The Yisrael did not do any of that. No Jewish involvement whatsoever. Afilu karmu pnei hapas b'tanur. And now the bread already starts browning on top. So is it too late for the Yisrael now to be involved and save the bread? Says the Shulchan Aruch, mo'il chitu Yisrael. It will help. Even though the bread is already browned a little bit on top, it will help for the Yisrael to poke at the coals, kozman shehapas tzarich letanur, as long as the bread still needs to bake, umashpiach ba'afiyaso adayin, and it still improves by the continuous baking. And that is until you take it out. Once you take it out of the oven, even though it could use another couple of minutes, but you've taken it out, and there was no Jewish involvement whatsoever, game over, the bread is either pas palter, or more likely in this case, pas balabayis, and the bread is basically awesome. V'yesh misha omer, and there is one who says, continues the Shulchan Aruch, shafil hotzi apas, just because you took out the bread, it's not game over. Even if you took out the bread, you could put it back in. Let's see. Shafil hotzi apas, yesh takana lachzir letanur, ayidei Yisrael. The Jew could put it back in the oven, im hu mashbiach. If it can use another couple of minutes in the oven, and it's going to help the bread. It's going to improve. Now, let's say it's finished, but we like to heat up our challahs. We like them to be warm at the Shabbos table. So is that good enough? So the post can say that doesn't count. If any time you heated something up, so then the Gilya Marsha points out, in Sifkata,
it'd be very easy.
You know? Right, then you could always undo it. You just take whatever was made by the Ein Yehudi, throw it in the oven for 1 minute, and then you just kashered all your bread and all your cakes and everything always, right? So that doesn't work. Once the process is done, it's done. Now, let's say you want to up the bread to the next level. I want to toast it. So it's fully done. It's bread. Now I want to toast it. So most poskim say, Psakim Uchuvo says the whole discussion about this. He says that most poskim say that that's not good. The baking process is done. The toasting it is something else. The baking process is done, and this is Pasak. He does quote Rav Sternbach, and I did look it up, and Rav Sternbach says that it will help to turn it into toast. So that's a machlokes poskim. Okay, that is Sif Yud Beis. Sif Yud Gimel. Now, Sif Yud Gimel is actually discussed at length in Orach Chaim, in Siman Kuf Samaches, which is the very famous Pasabah B'Kisnin Siman. The first five Seifim are talking about what bread you make Hamotzi on. I have big, I have little, I have whole, I have half, I have wheat, I have barley, all these different calculations. So in Sif Hey, there's a whole discussion, what if I have two breads, I'm trying to figure out what to make Hamotzi on, one of them is Pas Palter, and one of them is Pas Yisrael. So our halacha over here only brings down the third case that is mentioned over there. So for homework, you can look in Orach Chaim Kuf Samaches, Seif Hey. We're going to do Sif Yud Gimel over here, which is really the third case over there. Mi she'eino nizhar mipas shel goyim. Someone who's not careful about pas shel goyim, which has to mean pas palter, because we said pas balabayis Meikur din is also, unless it's ma mishno beki. So mishi in is a mipasha goyim shehesed eats a balabayas, who's eating with the balabayas, han is a mipasha goyim. So the balabayas, he's a from one. He doesn't eat paspalter. The guest does eat paspalter. And the guest brings his paspalter to the table. So we have now on the table two loaves. We have the paspalter of the guest, and we have the pas Yisrael of the host. ועל השולחן פס ישראל פס של גויים, היופה, משל ישראל. The pas palter of the guest is a better bread, higher quality than the pas Yisrael of the host. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Yivta balabayis min hayofe. So even though balabayis himself is makbid, he doesn't eat pas palter. He doesn't eat pas palter at all. Or he doesn't eat pas palter on Shabbos. Or whatever the case is. If the balabais min hayofe, he's allowed to make hamotzi on the pas palter that he normally doesn't eat, but because it's on the table, and because this is what the guest likes, and because it's a better quality bread that he, in theory, would prefer, that's what the Ramah points out over there in Orach Chaim and Kuf Samaches, he makes hamotzi on the better bread, which is the pas palter. And once he makes hamotzi on it, mutter b'kol osu suda b'pashal goyim. And once he makes hamotzi on that bread, he's allowed to eat that bread for the entire Sa'uda. So, the Be'er Heitev over here, Tzivkatan Yud Aleph, he has a long shach and taz. Look at the Be'er Heitev. Ois Yud Aleph, Yivtza, Kosu Ataz Oshach. Umashi Kosu Mechavim, Or Chaim, Siman, Kuf, Samachas, the Yisalek Pashal Obek Kochavim, Min HaShulchan, Ad Achar Birkas Hamotzi. So over there, again, there's three scenarios over there. So over here, there's one scenario. There's a guest, there's a host. The guest brings the pas palter. The host doesn't eat it. He's allowed to eat it in this case. But over there, it talks about I'm sitting by myself, and on the table, there happens to be pas palter. And it's a better quality bread. So the Shulchan Aruch recommends take it off the table and make hamotzi on your pas yisroa. Don't have the pas palter there. But the reason the Shulchan Aruch says it over there in Kuf Samaches is because that case is about I'm by myself. There's no reason for me to eat the pas palter. Others disagree with the Shulchan Aruch. Why do you even have to take it off the table? You don't eat that bread. So for you, that's not a better bread. It's not your bread. But the Shulchan Aruch says take it off the table because at the end of the day, it is a better bread. And you would prefer it if you weren't so frum. So take it off the table. But over here, we have a guest. I'm continuing in the Be'er Heitev of Tzivkatan Yud Aleph. Kevan di Yisrael acher meiser etzah. Since I have a Jewish guest who has the pas palter in lo yivarach hapas nikia ike eva, he might be insulted if I don't make hamotzi on his bread. And therefore, I'm allowed to make it so as not to insult him. That's more important than my chumra of pas palter. I make hamotzi on the bread. And once I make a mozi on it, I can eat it the rest of the meal. Now, the Ramah in Kuf Samaches clarifies, it's assuming that you really prefer that bread. You just don't eat it for religious reasons. And the Mishabura over there, also in Kuf Samaches, in Sifkatan Chaf Aleph, at the very end of Chaf Aleph, says that's only when the Baal HaBayis is making hamotzi for the guest. If we're each doing our own thing, I make my hamotzi, you make your hamotzi, so then I'll make hamotzi on my pasta. So you'll make hamotzi on your pasta. But if it's a scenario where I'm making a mozi for you, which is what normally happens at a Shabbos table, so then I have a right to make, not only have a right, I don't know, sounds like that's what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to make a mozi on your pas palter, which is the preferable, objectively speaking, it's the preferable bread. It's not the frumer bread, and I have a right to make a mozi on it, or I'm supposed to make a mozi on it, and once I make a mozi on it, I can eat it the rest of the Suda. Okay, we'll talk more about this in tomorrow. So that is Kuf Yud Beis Yud Gimel. Now Kuf Yud Beis Yud Dalet. Kuf Yud Beis Yud Dalet. The Torah brings down from the Gaonim.
That was Yud Gimel.
That was Yud Gimel. Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. Now it's Yud Dalet. Your Beis is putting it back in the oven. Your Gimel is you're eating with your guest. And your Dalet now talks about something called Kutach Shagayim. One of the Talmudic foods is something called Kutach. Kutach is made up of some milky type of creamy substance. And what's it called? The bread, when it sits out for 3 days, it gets hard. What's that called? Not moldy.
Stale.
Stale bread. You take stale bread and you crush it and you mix it into this milky substance, and they used to use it as a dip. It's called kutach. Okay? It's a milchikdish. So the Torah brings down from the Gaonim, which is the first line of the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yudalit, Kutach Shal Goyim is Mutter. Now the question is why? So the Torah goes on to bring an opinion of the Ri, that even if I'm careful not to eat from Pas Palter, I can eat in the same dish with someone else who's not careful. And we're not worried about Tom and Blias, and we'll talk more about this tomorrow. Now, so what's the reason that I'm allowed to eat this kutach shal goy? So one reason is that the pas goyim is batel. It's batel in there. Now, which means that if you see the pieces, then it's not going to be batel. It's never going to be batel. But we know it's batel, we'll see it's batel berov. So it must be very finely ground, and you can't see the pieces, you can't make out the pieces, and it's batel berov. Now, the Beis Yosef just says, Rajba b'shem rach. So in the Sefer Kashrus HaMa'achalim, from Rabbi Chazan, from Rehov Kanievsky, he says, if you look at the Rajba inside, quoting the rach, he has a whole different reason. And he says that the bread that was used for this kutach, it's not regular bread. It was bread that was made very thin and was baked in the sun. And the Gemara in Brachos, Adav Lamed Zayin, says that bread that's made very thin, kilimudim is the Lashon HaGemara, and it's something that you don't care about, and you bake it in the sun, it's not chayav echala. It's not chayav echala because it doesn't have a din pas. If it doesn't have a din pas, so it's not included in the gzera against pasakum. So there's two reasons over here why this kutach would be mutter. Either because it's the bread that's used is not halachically called bread, because of this, it's made for kutach, it's baked in the sun, it doesn't have any particular form to it, it's out of the game of pas. Okay, then it's mutter. Or no, it's perhaps baked in the oven, and it is real bread, but it's finely ground up, and it's batel berov. So, to point out that if you go, that if you hold that it doesn't have a din pas to be aser, then there's no source that pasakum is batel berov. This is the source that pasakum is batel berov, and we've discussed in Kuf Yugimel, many extend it to bishul akum. That pasakum, bishul akum, batel berov. As pointed out, it really depends on how you understand what this kutach dish is. So the Bach asks the question over here, and he says, how can you say pasakum is batel berov? It's not; it doesn't have a din pas. So he says, maybe in times of the Gemara, they baked in the sun. Maybe a few hundred years later, by the Gaonim already, they baked in the oven, and it does have a din pas, and it became batel berov. So let's see it inside. We're in Kuf Yud Beis Sif Yudalit. Kutach shel goyim mutter. V'ein choshishin the pas goyim shabo. You don't have to worry about the pas goyim shabo. Now, that sounds like it is pas goyim. That's what it sounds like to me. I don't know. You could just say, you don't have pas goyim shabo because it's not really pas. And therefore, it's not a problem of pas goyim. You could understand it like that, I suppose. Says Ramah HaGah, V'chein kol mokom shenisar pas shel goyim b'shar ma'achal. Whenever you have pas shagayim mixed into another dish, batel berov. This is the big source. Batel berov. Bein balach, bein biyavish. It doesn't matter if it's liquid or solid. Aval osu la'arev kidei la'achol. But it's also ein mevatlin itzu lechatchila. I can't mix it in lechatchila in order to make it mutter. But if it gets mixed in, it's going to be mutter. The shach over here, very important shach, and sifkat and chach gemo. Says Bein Biyavesh, I feel Dava Choshuv, even if it's something that's Choshuv, which is usually harder to be Mavato. Ken Kosev Daki Moshe, Vitor Schatas, Dimchas, Vizeter, Kosev Dim El Afilu, Bibishule, O Deko Chode Mamish. We know that there are a lot of leniencies of Pas Akum that we do not extend to Bishul Akum. Pas Palter. We have that by bread, we don't have that by Bishul Akum. However, the Shach here takes the Ramah that says Pas Akum is Batel Berov, and he extends it to Bishul Akum Batel Berov, and that's what he spoke out, that the last Sif, the last Halacha in the Aruch HaShulchan, Siman Kuf Yud Gimel, says that Pas Akum is Bishul Akum is Batel Berov, it's a low grade Isser Kalu, and it's Batel Berov. But this is the main source, the Ramah over here, which is only talking about Pas, and the Shach extends that to Bishul Akum as well. Now, look at the Gra. The Bira Gra, Ois Chav Ches, on the first in Pas, Kutach Shal Gaya Mutter. So here, the Gra writes, the Hapatim in Achala. So that's the bias, Hashem Rabbeinu Hanano. Doesn't everything pass at all? Now, the Gra does not hold that Bishal Akum is Batul Barov. I don't know what he holds about Pas Akum. Now, but here, he's talking about the reason it's Batul from Chala. It doesn't have a din pass at all. But then in Sifchav, in the Oischav Tes, so then he starts explaining why it's going to be Batul. So I'm not sure how Chav Tes fits with Chav Ches. According to Chav Ches, you don't have to explain why it's Batul, because it's not pass. There's no pass. It's pass, shall pass, goyim over here, because not pass. So I don't know why he has to explain in Chav Tes. I don't know. Okay, we'll stop here. So that's Kuf Yud Beis, Sif Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, and Yud Dalet.